Today, the Universal Church marks the 40th anniversary of Pope Paul VI's encyclical Humanae Vitae. Issued during the height of the 1960s, it has provoked discussion across the social spectrum for its reaffirmation of the Church's teachings concerning the principles of the dignity and nature of marriage. Donald O'Sullivan Latchford works with Pro-Life Ireland in promoting a healthy attitude among today's youth towards sex, human sexuality, and human relationships. He says that Humanae Vitae was ahead of its time in pointing out the dangers of undermining the sacred nature of human sexuality.
Humanae Vitae, in a way, got to the very core of, you know, the acceptance of the place of God in the life of humanity. You know, it is a reality. Whereas at the moment, we'll talk about abortion in terms of the fifth commandment, thou shalt not kill. Humanae Vitae really goes to the first commandment, really, and, you know, not putting false gods above God, because if you take God out of the act of procreation, you're really, you know, placing a false God before him. And I think everything else has been a spin-off from that, to divorce, abortion, euthanasia, embryonic stem cell research, and just the sheer lack of hope in people's lives, particularly young people's lives at the moment. There's been a lot of talk about choice, but I feel now young people are not being given a real choice because they're not being told about the beauty of their lives and the God's plan for their lives and for sexuality.
Humanae Vitae, as you pointed out, is quite a complex encyclical, but its message is very, very simple. Marriage, the relationship between a man and a woman, and family and life within that marriage. Whereas a lot of people think it's just about birth control. Why do you think there is this misconception?
No, again, I think it's because sexuality has been reduced in people's mind to a sexual act. There isn't the understanding when the church talks about love that they're talking about sexuality as well. And even more explicitly, what the church has to say is very beautiful. God's message for life and for the family is for everyone. It's a message of hope. I think looking at the sort of consequences of the rejection of Humanae Vitae, a number of people now are beginning to see that there's something wrong. They're beginning to see that what they've been sold about sexuality, this is a lie. Their sexuality isn't just about the pursuit of pleasure. But the difficulty is that if they don't have hope in the future, then there is a real temptation to just to give up. So it is very important that a positive understanding of the reality of God's plan for human love and for human life is communicated to people in whatever way that might be.
And that was Emer McCarthy talking to Donald O'Sullivan Latchford with Pro-Life Ireland.